Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The talk show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
Good evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? Today, we are doing a rebroadcast of one of our most popular shows. So, please, if you would, hold all your phone calls and enjoy the show. Number is 347-324.
created. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And that is certainly what we're hoping for. Well, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It especially, or it actually later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I just think that is a great thing. And, you know, we always want to remind you that if you don't remember all the origin and the back story of etiquette, just remember to mind your manners. And etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Well, Denise, part three of dating etiquette. Of course, you know that we have some persons that are joining us this evening that for the first time, so they have not necessarily been with us for part one and two. So, you guys, we're going to kind of bring you up to date and just kind of let you know a little bit about what we have talked about over the last few shows. And, of course, Denise, we have just wonderful callers calling in and sharing information. I know that we had one couple who had been married for 30-plus years, I believe, and they said that they dated every day. And that stirred quite a response from some of our listeners. They kind of called and sent emails about how on earth are they dating every day. So that was just really, really neat. They said that they make it their business to date every day. And so I knew that also, you know, according to them, that is one of the ingredients of them staying, not just staying married, they remember they said happily married. So there is a big difference. Yeah, there's a big difference with being married for quite some time and being happily married. And of course, you know, that's what we all hope for, is to be happily married. So these couples, and we had a few other couples that called in as well, of course. We had relationship expert couple call in, and they were sharing wonderful information about, you know, they were kind of giving some keys and pointers on some of the things that they did to keep their marriage going and nice and fresh. And as a matter of fact, this couple, the Curtises, when they were on, they were doing such great information as well, and they were on. What is that reality show?
Atlanta Housewives?
Right, Atlanta Housewives. Yes, they were on there, and they were also getting wonderful information to some of the couples on there. So that is a beautiful thing. And you know, we talked about what else, Denise? Gosh, we covered so much territory over the last few shows, and we had several questions, you guys, and we're going to try to get to as many as possible. The people that wanted to know, you've ever been on a blind date that you wished you were blind. They wanted to know, what do you consider a good date? What constitutes a bad date? What's the best date night? If you are married, tell us what the most exciting date was. And we just have a compilation of different questions that were posed to us. Who should pay for the date? When should you go Dutch? And I know one of the couples also had said that when they first met and they were dating, and this couple, I think, had been married like 4 years or something. And they had offered them, you know, their suggestion was, well, what they actually said is when they got married, before they got married, when they were dating, what they did is they went Dutch. So, you know, when they started dating, and we had mentioned too, when they got married, what they did was treat each other. And so, I remember one had said that she allows her husband to select where he wants to go, and she pays for and treats him. And then it was the other way around, too, as well. That was pretty cool. And, of course, some great information. They had someone and talked about a blind date, and they kind of wish they were blind. We're going to talk about that. I think that may have been a result from a cyber date. We're certainly going to talk about cyber dating this evening. We also had some questions posed about getting some kind of dating tips for widows. We're going to cover that this evening as well. So if you, even if you have some dating pet peeves that you would like to share with us, you can feel free to do that as well. So we're going to be going ahead and take our first caller. And let's see, it is extension 7067. 7067. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. And you want to say hello to my co-host, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How about you? And tell us your name and what's your question or comment?
I'm Charlotte, and I guess I have a comment on as far as dating etiquette. I'm speaking for the younger people, you could say, the younger generation. I'm 20. And I guess my biggest thing with dating these days is just honest chivalry, like who opens the door, and if I do suggest to pay, will he let me pay, and, you know, stuff like that. And I was raised in a very traditional home where the male comes to the door. He doesn't say, oh, I'm here. He'll come to the door, pick you up, and then open the door. And then, of course, let you order first and, like, do all the little small things, and he'll dominate the conversation and, you know, stuff like that. That's what I'm used to. And I noticed a lot lately that there's not too much of that. Like, you know, they'll hold the door for you and do, like, the smaller things. But I have noticed that, you know, it's not how it used to be when my parents were growing up. So that's, you know, pretty much how I feel about dating and from a young person's standpoint.
Sure. Well, for you young people out there listening, I know we've talked to a lot of, over the last two shows, I know we've talked to a lot of older couples, older married couples at this point, but I am so glad we certainly do want to hear from you, because we know that dating is quite different in the 21st century, but, and Charlotte, I 100% agree with you that it is very important with the little things of making sure that the male holds the door open, and exactly all of those things, and a lot of people call those old-fashioned, but
right,
it's not so necessarily old-fashioned, and we talked about, I think over the last, I don't know if it was part one or part two, but we talked about a little bit of this, and I think we had a caller that called in, and she may have made reference to her being able to open the door for herself and things of that nature. That's fine. A young lady allowing a young man to pull out her chair to open the door has nothing to say. It doesn't mean that they are weak or anything like that.
Right.
You just want to be treated like a lady. And
right.
So, you know, so girls, young ladies, teens, make sure that you allow these young men to treat you like a young lady. And I talked about this last week as well. And, of course, you know, and then in order to be treated like a young lady, you must also conduct yourself as a young lady as well with
right.
The ladies that are listening. So we do not have a problem. And we know, and Charlotte, you kind of weighed in on this a little bit. We realize that, especially in the 21st century and a lot of the younger people who are dating, a lot of times these young ladies are extremely assertive, are aggressive.
And right.
At that point, sometimes it makes the young men, maybe if the young men are trying to be gentlemen, it makes them kind of hold back with the
we're supposed to just, you know, worship her and that's not like that. What it is for me anyway, I don't mind letting a man be a man and me be a woman. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that people are getting confused with, oh, I'm in control when I run this, and it's not about that. People are forgetting the idea of dating and courting and, you know what I mean, and building a real relationship. And, you know, it kind of stands. I have a little brother who's 16 who's actually going on a date with a girl that he met. And when I was going to talk to him about the do's and don'ts and ask him what he thought, too, because, you know, it's a lot different, you know, these days and dating. But luckily, he's a smart kid. I was very happy to hear that. And he was like, yeah, you know, I want to bring her a flower. And that threw me off. And I was like, you can teach some of the boys my age, you know, like, you know, about, you know, and I'm like, wow, like, he's, you know, he's like, I want to go pick her up. I don't want to meet her there. I was like, okay, like, I was like, okay, you know, this is good. But, you know, a lot of people are kind of, you know, they're not, I don't want to say accepting a role because it's not a role, but they're forgetting the basics behind it, the idea behind, you know, the genuine respect. You know what I mean? As a woman, we need 100% to respect it. And women, we forget how, you know, we kind of lost track of respect because we're kind of trying to be like guys. We really are. We're trying to play their game, and it's not working very well. And it kind of, you know, in the end, it doesn't work. And so, I mean, with me, I guess, I don't want to call it old fashioned either because I'm young. So, but I just have a different way of viewing things and going about things and, you know, taking things slow and then, you know, kind of letting them lead a little bit. I don't mind letting them lead. I mean, so most of the time, I end up talking the most anyway, so I'm just a talkative person. But, you know, I try to test them a little bit and see what they're going to get. You know, I'm not going to make them do anything. If he ends up not paying and I end up paying, okay, well, I just know what kind of person you are. And then, you know, I'm still going to be nice and courteous. But then after that, I just know where, you know, it's probably not going to happen. You know, we're dating. But, you know, I don't want to be cool and think, oh, snotty, because I can't open a door for myself. Or I say thank you. You know, I'm very appreciative of what they're doing. So I understand sometimes it's hard to be young and take people on dates. You know what I mean? It's all about money, but things are cheap. So I try to be mindful of that and understanding of that. You know what I mean? I don't want people to think, oh, she's cold and because, you know, she won't pay. No, I don't mind paying, but it comes to a certain point in our relationship. Wow, I'll pay. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen in the first or two or three days. You know, we're still in learning process. I don't even know if we're going to be compatible. So someone just open up and be like, I'll pay. You know what I mean? And I don't know how they were raised in the house. And, you know, one of the things that they experienced and seen. So, you know, it's all, I don't know. I kind of wish there were kind of more young men on my level of thinking as far as treating women and taking them out. You know, and I'm definitely 100% sure there are people like that, but I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a new type of deal, I guess, since the dating world.
Right, we just call it dating in the 21st century, but we do want to remember, you know, that's why we do the show, common courtesy and communications are so very important. And I'm going to keep you on, Charlotte. Yeah, oh, great comment. And I would like to say you're 20 years of age, and you guys get that. And I'm sure there's older women out there that are listening to the show as well. We can take some advice here from Charlotte this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Making sure and being appreciative of being treated like a young lady. And Charlotte, I certainly want to applaud you and your parents.
From Atlanta.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
fashion. It's like people, everything is moving so fast. They're going to take time to, you know, be generous and do the normal things you think you have to do. It's, I don't know. It's like you take over. We're taking over the man's place, I guess. You say?
Wow.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was just going to talk about a date that I went on a couple weeks ago. Guy, we didn't meet there, or he didn't pick me up, but I met him at his place, and we went from there. We went out to dinner. It was nice. He opened the car door. We went
car door? Okay,
no. The car door, I was like, wow.
And I got up to the door and I just stood there. And phone, so he opened the door, okay? So, you know, and I didn't say that to belittle him or to embarrass him or anything like that. I said that, and obviously he just didn't know. And I feel in my heart strongly that that was the last time that ever happened with him, because he's very young, like, y'all, I'm broke, what's wrong with you? So you're right. Some of them don't know, and, you know, he don't know, and he was this year. And I talked at a workshop with young people, and we talked about dating. I remember one young lady asked me, she said, well, you know, what happens if he doesn't open, you know, the car door for you, you guys, you know, and she was like, sit there or something. He's going to turn around after he's walking and notice that you're still sitting in the car. So, you know, the next thing he's sure to do is he's going to turn back around and come back and open the door for you. And it'll probably happen once. If it happens more than once, then perhaps that's not the person you should be dating. Okay? And you guys, I'm going to hold you over for a moment, and we will be right back after the messages. Okay? We'll be right back. What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Paige Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its content includes how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. You deserve a break. Get out of that house. Do you have a loved one who is homebound? Why not let My Weekend Spinner help you assist with your loved one? Mom, dad, husband, wife, caring for a loved one can cause serious burnout. Even sit with him or her while you take that one overdue break and have fun, or just simply get out of that house. My Weekend Spinner offers 14 plus years hospice experience, Alzheimer's care experience, Weekend Spinner hours, Friday, Saturday availability, and Sunday until 5 p.m. For more information and to get on our schedule, email myweekendcenter@bellsouth.net. That's myweekendcenter@bellsouth.net. Or call me blind at 770-572-4200. That's 770-572-4200. We are here to serve you and your family. Assistance you can trust. License, background check clearance. Get out of that house. You deserve a break. Directly from the mouth young people. So stop telling us we're old fashioned because we're old. Okay? Wow. And you guys, if you're just joining us as well, part one and part two, we talked about dating etiquette. And we talked to them with two of our older couples and older persons that were dating. And today, you know, we wanted to make sure that we had a great balance in that. We certainly do with some of our young ladies calling. And let me say, gentlemen out there, I know you're listening. Listen, don't be scared. Please go ahead and call in. You are invited to call in soon because we know that there are two sides to every story. And young ladies, we're going to go ahead and pick up another caller. Extension 8395. Hello. Hello. Yes, hi there. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, ladies?
Well, we are in the midst of a wonderful conversation. So proud of these young ladies calling in, talking about chivalry and how they still are expecting it. And which would you like to what's your comment? And you can feel free to talk about, you know, dating. If you've had a bad date, or, you know, have you been on a date with an issue of wine? You know of someone who maybe went on a date and saw some favorite wine or whatever. Go right ahead.
Well, yes, I do have a comment. It is maybe I need your opinion on something that a girlfriend of mine brought to my attention. She asked me my opinion. I wasn't sure how to tell her, but she was telling me that she went on this blind date with a gentleman. And I guess they had discussed where to meet and what time they were to meet at this place, but they had discussed the vehicle that they would be driving or entering, you know, the meeting up. So she discovered that she was just parking lot waiting on this gentleman to pull off. And come to find out that they were talking back and forth on the phone, and she discovered that he was on a bicycle. He was actually meeting her on the date on a bicycle. And she was just not knowing that. So her first thing was to just leave and not pretend, I guess, pretend that she never saw him. And it was the right thing to do. So I told her that maybe she should not see him again. And I don't know if that was the right thing to tell her. Well, that's the proper etiquette there that what you use. Someone who was unexpected.
So what is
your opinion on that?
Were they meeting like at a bar?
No, we were meeting at a restaurant, actually. She wasn't sure how to handle the situation. And I myself told her that I wouldn't have met him there. I would have just, like, pretended I wasn't there in his mouth. Because of being there and riding his bicycle with tight white spandex shorts on. The restaurant with white tight spandex shorts on it. She never saw him and just pretended, you know, just leave. I didn't know that he was there.
Yeah, he's a professional athlete.
Didn't look like it. He looked like just a funny little guy. She never saw him before, and she wasn't sure, but after she saw that, she pretended she didn't know who he was. So.
Wow.
Was my advice good for her, or should she have met him and just accepted him and enjoyed the evening?
I think it's a whole thing here.
First of all, I guess they didn't discuss, perhaps they didn't know what restaurant, and usually if you're going to a restaurant, you kind of discuss the attire. Some restaurants are very casual, some are a little more dressy, and some extremely dressy, but someone in biker shorts, I don't think that would impress me on a first date. I probably would have spoken to him at the time we were in the parking lot and say that, I'm sorry, we must have gotten bad communication here. I'm not sure if they're going to let both of us in. We may not be think I would not have went on a date with him because the time was not appropriate and that maybe we wouldn't be compatible. But I don't think any date with him. And I don't think that they had a second one.
Sure.
I would just wanted my advice was good.
Well, I'm imagine wanting to go into a restaurant with someone who has just ridden a bike. I mean, how long is he riding? Like 10 miles? 5 miles? It had to be kind of sweaty and a little inappropriate to go sit down in a restaurant with someone who is, you know, I'm sure differently dressed. And I mean, that's a little bit awkward, I'm sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, if she wanted to, you know, have lunch or dinner or whatever, and that's great. We certainly take our hat off to her, and she probably did not go out with him again. I would bet if she was that sorry about that. But
thank you so much for sharing that.
Guys, if you're planning to ride a bicycle to meet someone, you might want to just kind of let them know in advance, okay? So they won't be startled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She should have been aware that he was going to be on a bike.
Wow. Okay. Well, Bernie, thank you so much. Did you have any other comments you'd like to make regarding our show this evening?
Yeah, I would like to say something else. I would like to mention that Shimmer is not dead. Well, of course, it shouldn't be with the young that, like the caller before said, sometimes it's the background doesn't allow them to know that they should do these things. But Shimmer is not dead. There are older people do still respect ladies, open the doors and car doors house doors or building doors for ladies. I recently started dating my first love after 33 years. We just recently reunited, started to date again, and that's how I know the Shiver is not dead because he is totally a gentleman. He does open the doors for me. So it's going well. I just wanted to just kind of share that with everyone.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I tell you, maybe he needs to have a registration for some of these young men and teach a workshop on modern day chivalry for gentlemen. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Might want to mention that to him because some of our younger colleagues that called in, they are certainly wanting that.
Right.
It sounds like they're having a challenge in finding some of these young men. But of course, you know, I'm sure the older men that do this, would think that they are certainly teaching their sons as well. So you're absolutely right. I agree. Chivalry is not dead. And for those of you who think it is, then let's just try to start resurrecting it. How about that? Okay. Well, thanks again so much for giving your comments and certainly continue to enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Wow. That was almost a date from you know what.
Okay.
I'm not sure if something else, someone else you offer.
I don't know. I was just feeling saying you need to try to start attacking these emails behind.
And you all, thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead and start one.
This email is from a young lady and kind of interesting and funny at the same time. It says, "Dear Etiquette Ladies, I went out with this guy one time and one time only. This was a blind date of sports. My girlfriend and her boyfriend hooked the two of us up and we met out at a restaurant. Well, I was always told that you don't order really messy foods on a first date. But this guy ordered ribs, and I ordered a salad. And she says, I ordered a salad. And as we were sitting, we were both talking. We were eating. But he proceeded to lick his fingers while we were sitting there. talking and eating. He also smacked his lips and made little noises as he ate the food. He continued to talk to me while he was eating with his mouth full as well. It was so annoying. But the one thing that captured me that night, or should I say was very disturbing to me that night, was he excused himself from the table, said he would be back in a moment. I sat at the table for a few moments, and then he arrived back and said he had to make a run to the liquor store before it closed. He left me at the table by myself. Please, Don, send the etiquette police to this man. This guy is in Warner Ross, Georgia. Oh, my goodness. What? We are a slam-winning leader. Oh, my goodness. Wow, he broke all the rules, didn't he? What? He licked his fingers. Yes, I should say. And I guess our